Hello, and welcome to Bantering the Blue Shirts. Yes, you've come to the right place. I, Shana Goldman, have hijacked the show from Mike and Tom, but I am still joined by Mike and Tom. Tom, say hello.
Hello, Shana. How are you doing today?
I'm good. And Mike, how are you today?
I'm feeling great.
Great. All right, Tom, take over hosting.
Well, thank you, Shana, for the lovely introduction. We're glad to have you bring some class to the show. You know, me and Mike just sort of, you know, we're very interesting fellows, and we're having someone who raised quite a bit of money for charity over the weekend. I think that's actually the best place to start this Monday. Actually, no, it's not Monday. It's Tuesday podcast.
Oh, wow, shit, look at it's me. Tuesday.
I should have let Shana continue this.
I don't know what days are.
Yeah, I mean, in quarantine, you know, days really kind of all meld together. So, Shana, tell us about your event over the weekend. If people are living under a rock, the Too Many Men podcast had a Flip Cup tournament, and I will stop talking about it, and all yours, Shana.
So, over the weekend, the Too Many Men podcast sponsored Claws for a Cause. It was a Flip Cup tournament that featured some of your favorites from hockey media. Sarah Sivian thought of it as a good way to raise COVID relief money, and Allison and I helped her put it all together, and it was a super fun thing that actually went like way smoother than we anticipated, where we did a tournament style of 32 participants to play Flip Cup, and super surprising to see how many people don't know how to play Flip Cup, but, you know, it's still fun to make people drink for a good cause because we're all degenerates here, and there is no, you know, there's no laws when you're drinking the claws, and there's no laws in quarantine, so, yeah. And we raised a lot of money, and we're donating it to Direct Relief and America's Food Fund.
So during the tournament, what surprised you the most? I know that I had Jillian going all the way to the final, so I was heartbroken when she lost. But what were your overall thoughts on the event?
I was super surprised that Jessie Pierce didn't win at all. I had her winning, and I thought Jillian would kick ass, and, you know, she definitely did. And a surprise, I think, was how many people didn't know how to play Flip Cup, because not everyone's a bunch of degenerates like us. But the other part of it, and was overall that, like, we stayed on time. Like, that was something we were worried about. Like, oh, what's going to go wrong? Like, what, you know, what can we do? But it definitely went a lot smoother than I thought. And, you know, we exceeded our expectations with the donations and stuff. And it was just cool to see, like, how much people were interacting on the Twitch chat and everything about it. So it was super fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was, I'm trying to think, it was, he's one of the Canucks reporters. He was doing, like, the full flip. What was it, like, Dan Murphy?
Yeah, he had the cups instead of, like, flipping from the bottom. He had the top down and fully flipped it, and he did that in round one, and he still kicked ass.
Yeah, that was surprising. I was like, what is going on here? Is this, like, he's trying, you know, to, you know, like, eliminate himself almost? Like, okay, I'm going to participate, but there's no way I'm going to advance. But it was interesting.
Yeah, it definitely was, to see, like, the different strategies and, like, you know, some were standing, sitting, slippery tables, or going outside to do it, and then dealing with the elements. Like, there were all different things to it, which I guess I never thought of. Like, when we put this together, none of that crossed my mind. And also to see what everyone was drinking. Like, I remember someone early on, I think it was Brock McGillis, had, like, shots. I was like, I could not, you know, fly through my drink that quickly if it was just liquor. If it's beer or whatever, it's like, sure. But anything else, I feel like I would be, like, squinting afterwards and, like, keeling over before moving on to flip.
And it was also interesting, the people who were playing with just one cup, so they had to fill up and then drink, fill up and drink, fill up and drink. So that was certainly a challenge. I would think, you know, you'd make sure you have at least, you know, more than one cup, I understand.
Yeah. It was such a short time span. And I guess, like, not going to the food store every day like you normally would, or not having the time to order. Like, it's something like, you know, you assume you have around the house. Even, like, when I went to do it, I'm like, I really don't have many cups. Like, mine are slightly square. They're not what they should be. So hopefully when we do this again, like, we have more prep time so everyone can, like, have the supplies and be at the ready, and hopefully have more time to practice too.
So you definitely should do it again. But for those who did not catch it live, is it archived on Twitch so that people can rewatch?
There's clips on our channel. It's twitch.tv/TooManyMenPod, and we're tweeting some of the clips out now. I don't think we have the entire thing archived. I know we have the audio. I'm not sure if we have the video too. I have to double check. But I know that we do have highlights from it, and our bracket was updated along the way, so you can see like who was eliminated when.
Awesome stuff. Anything else you want to say about the event before we move along in the show?
Just keep drinking. I mean, it's quarantine. I hope everyone's like relaxing, drinking, enjoying claws, flipping cups at, you know, at your houses, pass the time.
So speaking of passing the time, providing me a perfect transition, it seems that as the NHL's pause has gone on, every day, every week, we've had different proposals. Oh, we might do this, we might do that. And one of the most recent ones is, what about the NHL draft? And nothing's been confirmed yet, but the way the wind is blowing, it looks like the NHL wants to have a draft in June before the completion of the regular season. As such, they would revert to the old lottery format in which one team wins the lottery, and there's a limit on the amount of spots you can move up, and they would be sorting by points percentage. And that means that if the Rangers were to quote unquote win the lottery, you know, it would, I believe it's, they could only win number one. They couldn't get anything else. But if I may be incorrect now, I'm reading that, but it's been a while since they've done this format. But the long story short is they want to have this draft. They might not allow trades to happen because the regular season would still continue. And if they follow the playoff format that's been going around, the Rangers would be excluded from that. So it's a whole lot of nothing for the Rangers, which I would imagine neither of you were too happy about that.
Meh.
Meh.
Meh. I mean, I don't know. It just, I don't, it's like less the formatting for me, but my bigger issue I would be like is, I don't know how to speak. Hello. Wow. Okay. My bigger issue is the fact that they're going to do a draft at all before the season's completed, and I understand that there's uncertainty and they're hopeful that the season could resume, but I would just put this on pause as well. You know, if you're not going to do free agency on July 1st, you're not going to do things like that, that's kind of like, figure out what you're going to do over the next few weeks. And even if it means the draft is in, you know, say they go, okay, the season's not happening. The draft happens July 10th and then free agency starts on the 15th and it's something like that. Like, so be it. You know, there's definitely ways to avoid doing it now. I know, like, it's something and it's hockey content and everyone can grasp onto it and you don't want to, like, screw everything up too much. But it just feels like a decision that doesn't need to come yet if you're thinking that you could finish the season, because so many trades happen at the draft and that's how teams can move players to clear cap. And obviously if the cap is going to be stagnant or not go up as much as people expected, or even, you know, if it could go down, I don't think that'd be the case. I think it would stay the same. But, you know, in any of those cases, like, you don't want it that a team now can't maneuver their way out, when which the draft provides you this good opportunity to do before free agency begins, and now you're taking that away from them in so many ways that it's kind of like, I see it as like a very short-sighted idea to rush to do something when you can wait. And I get players want to have commitments to their junior teams and college teams, and they need to know what's going on so they can figure it out. And, you know, they don't need to find out what's going on in August, but I would just say, like, wait like a couple minutes, get a little more situated before making a decision on it. What do you think, Mike?
Well, there's so many asterisks here. It's like, what do we do with, you know, trades with conditional picks and like all these things involved. It just, it hurts my head. Like, I have the same view on it that you do, Shayna. I don't know why we're in such a rush to kind of build concrete plans here when we need the season over first. Like, there's a right way to do these things and a wrong way. Like, if all the upcoming draft is a, you know, something that they slap together and do online, and it you know, inconveniences a bunch of players. Guess what? Everyone's inconvenienced by what's going on. It sucks. It's just a big bag of shitty dicks everywhere you look. So I don't know why there's this press to get this sorted before we have everything solved with, you know, what do we do with conditional picks? Like, the league, according to Elliot Friedman, you know, like, the league would intervene and help to kind of resolve those things. It's like, God.
Good luck.
You know, like, how on earth do you do that? It just, oh, it makes my brain go hurty. And there's so many things in my everyday life making my brain go hurty. So I don't have much more insight to offer than it's a bad idea. And it's not even because the Rangers get boned. Like, that's just, that is what it is. Like, to me, that's almost, it's irrelevant to the fact that this overall is a bad tack to take. Like, it doesn't, yeah. You're putting the, you know, the cart before the horse.
I agree with you.
I don't know why this is what the NHL seems kind of hell-bent on doing. There's nothing that says that we're gonna see a conclusion of this, of the season and the playoffs before October gets here. No one knows what the hell's happening with this fucking virus. Everything changes on a weekly basis. People are not paying attention to, like, the basic, simple, like, directives to make sure people don't die. It doesn't matter. Like, we won't get to the bottom of this stuff until we get there. We have to take this in turn. It's going to take a little while, and it's a big inconvenience, but this is all an inconvenience.
So I smartened up, and I actually found the actual lottery odds from Micah, basically at an effective math. So this is based on their proposal. So the Rangers would have a 2% chance of drafting ninth. They'd have a 95.5% chance of drafting 13th and a 2.5% chance of drafting 14th. So the highest they could go would be 9. And then the biggest winners of this are the Red Wings and the Senators, because Detroit would have 57% chance at number 1, 43% chance at number 2. Then Ottawa would have a 13.5% chance at 1, 49.5% chance at 2, 37% chance at 3. But they also have the San Jose Sharks pick, so they could end up with a really interesting combination of picks within, you know, the top 5. But yeah, Mike, it's just like, I don't know why they're so hell-bent on this, and the league makes things so complicated as it is. I can just envision, you know, Gary Bettman sort of playing like the role of King Solomon on these, you know, conditional trades. Like, okay, there's the deal. Here's the option that we think is fair. If you don't like it, work it out within 7 days. And I think, like, the biggest problem, like, what the Rangers have is, like, they have, it's the trade with Carolina, but that pick is not yet spoken for because of, like, other business that the Carolina had conducted with Toronto during, like, the Patrick Marleau trade. So it's just a whole lot of mess, and I agree that we don't know if we're going to have the rest of the season. It's almost like it would be better if they just paused everything as much as they can, and if it gets to the point where they can only have the draft and nothing else, then have a draft with you know, and no rest of the season, and then you're really doing everything in your power to make sure next season is as good as possible.
Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal, but guess what, we're all out of ideal resolutions. Those disappeared the second things had to get postponed. It's just, like, this is unprecedented. Of course, you know, I understand the desire for the league to get some control on things and to try and get their ducks in a row and to have some foresight. And all those things are, like, practical to an extent, right? Like, you can overplan. And I feel like making it a memo and making it so that it's out there is pretty short-sighted, and it shows that maybe the NHL isn't really aware of just how serious things might be. But I don't know. All of this just makes me feel more annoyed.
I'm nodding my head as you speak.
Yeah. I'm just annoyed. We can't talk about a draft yet. I'm sorry, folks. I want us to talk about a draft. Lord knows. We can't.
No, not yet. It's just jumping the gun. Like you mentioned it before, it's not a, the Rangers are getting fucked. Like, teams are going to get fucked. We know it. It yeah. sucks. It's like, every which way you put this, if the season resumes, teams are going to get screwed. If the season, you know, goes into certain playoff modes, teams, no matter what happens, are getting screwed. If it goes to a 24-team playoff, guess what? It fucking sucks for the teams in first, second, and third still. And if it goes to 18, you know, then 9 and 10 are going to get screwed. And if it doesn't happen at all, the teams that invested, like, you know, any team that made this deadline move or whatever, you know, you strive towards it. This might be the best year in your window, and you just got fucked out of it. It sucks. But it just seems like the goal should be to minimize how much it fucking sucks for everybody. And if you do a draft now and you take away so many things that make the draft essential, which is like trading and maneuvering, and that is so important this year, you're just screwing a lot of people for no reason, and it just feels like you can do better. You're forcing a decision now, and I get the pressure to do it, but I don't know. I feel like the best answer is just like, hang on. We just want to do the best option that we have. Like, that's all you have to say. It's not the right thing, because it's going to be wrong for someone else, but the best option that you can do, and you're not getting to that yet.
So, 1919, there wasn't a Stanley Cup awarded. Do you know why? Spanish fucking flu epidemic.
Spanish flu. I couldn't unmute quick enough.
So, there is some precedence for this. It's crazy. And, of course, the lockout in 2005. So, like, it's not like the world doesn't stop if we don't have a resolution, if we don't have someone lifting the cup. Like, I want there to be a Stanley Cup champion, but we already know that whatever solution we get is going to come with a giant asterisk attached to it. You know what I mean? People will be like, yeah, but that was that cup. You know what I mean? It's not going to be viewed in the same regard, like, no matter what we do at this stage. And it's really awful and super unfortunate. And it's just not at all a tragedy compared to what's going on outside of hockey and like in the grand scheme of things. So, I understand the NHL's desire to try and get a hold of things and lay down some track for the train that they really want to get rolling again. But we're not ready to start the train. We can't start shoveling coal yet. We got to wait a little bit more. We have to see what's going on. And it's all well and good to make these, you know, have these discussions behind closed doors, but why on earth get it out there? I just, it's like, I know fans are clamoring for news and updates, but you can't constantly have these like revisions. And like, remember that plan, last week's plan? Get rid of it. It's no good anymore. Here's the new plan. Like, how many revisions and, you know, amendments are we going to have on things? Just makes me frustrated.
Yeah, I mean, I could see why the NHL is looking to have a draft. They could be potentially looking at all of the publicity the WNBA draft, the NFL draft got. You know, even I would say they should even be taking some notes of how the NWHL did their draft. And whenever they do decide to have it, there's things that they should try and do differently. And if they're not looking at how some of these other leagues did things, then they would be, they'd be pretty unsmart. Before we move on to a fun portion of the show, which involves a draft, so I know you said you wanted to talk about drafts, Mike, so we will definitely be able to do that. Any other thoughts, friends?
No, the idea sucks. They shouldn't do it.
Anything else from you, Mikey?
I don't know. I've already rambled enough. It's just, I get why they want to do this. They just can't do it yet. And that's okay. It's okay that we don't have good answers, folks. That's the thing you have to remember. It's okay if you feel miserable during this time. I know I do. This is just like, all this shit is outside of our control. And that means it's also outside of the NHL's control. We're all just going to do the best that we can do. And we need to be realistic about, you know, what goes on in the world and what we can do. That is also part of this is being responsible. And we have a lot of people who are wondering when they're going to get their jobs back that are dependent on these NHL entities. And, you know, a lot of the solutions we see are really shitty solutions. These furloughs and partial furloughs and people who are just like, you know, they're just left with their dick in their hand. They're screwed. And, like, it would be great if we could give them some comfort. But I think the best thing we can do is try and look after each other and be reasonable about what's going on in the world. And, I don't know, create a couple of safety nets for people so we don't have things spiral even more out of control. But I won't get political. I'll just get ready for a different sort of draft.
So on that note, I think now is a perfect spot to put in a break for an ad, and we will be right back.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. You're a Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
And just like that, we are back from the break, and it's time to have some fun. For those who don't know, this week SB Nation is doing Marvel Week. So we thought it would be fun to have some sort of element of Marvel on the podcast. So there were a couple of ideas that were suggested, and then I sort of, you know, kicked them around, you know, with Mike and Shayna. And what we decided is the three of us are going to pretend that we're, you know, hockey general managers, and we are creating a team. You know, we want to have a, you know, five-person team, you know, five skaters, one goaltender. And, you know, just sort of have some fun with it. It's going to be, you know, kind of wacky and zany. And we did a random generator to see who would pick first, second, and third. And the way the lottery balls, if you will, came up was Mike with the first pick, myself with the second pick, and Shayna with the third pick. So
Wow.
This seems now, like the patriarchy at work to me, Tom.
Wow. Are we snaking? Is it going to go back and forth? Or is it just
Are we snaking? We probably should, right?
I mean, yeah, we probably should have talked about this before we started, but I'm okay.
I don't like that we're snaking, but that's the fair thing to do.
I mean, we don't have to snake.
No,
I can
we
just go fuck
snake.
Myself. What do I
do? Oh!
Honestly, I don't need any advantages. My team's going to be god-awful no matter what, so.
Well, how big into the MCU were you two? Because before all the Marvel movies came out, I was already a lapsed comic book nerd, And ironically, before this started, I think last weekend, all I really did was read comics. I just stayed in bed and read comics like a sad boy.
So I barely read any comics as a kid. Like, I've read a couple.
You guys were too cool.
Some of, like, the Batman graphic novels, but that's about it.
What do I look like, a fucking nerd to you guys? No, I'm just kidding. I just didn't read them.
But hey!
I have seen a good handful of movies. I would say I'm probably hovering around, like, 75%. But there are some, like, I've missed along the way that I've been, like, trying to get back.
I think there's 21 of them now. Can you believe that shit?
That's a lot. Okay, maybe I've seen more than 75%. I don't know. I just caught up on, like, I saw Endgame, like, maybe 2 weeks ago. So that was something, because I hadn't seen it yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm ready.
I think that's a good amount. Mike, you are on the clock with the first overall pick.
With the first overall pick, I take Captain Marvel.
Fucker.
She is one by far the most powerful in the MCU, which isn't necessarily the case in the comics proper. But she is, like, lightning fast. She's incredibly strong. She can punch Thanos and get punched by Thanos, and she's, like, whatever. Like, when things fell to shit, and she's like, yeah, you guys try and take care of Earth, I'll take care of the rest of the known universe. So, yeah, she's going to be my center. Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, boom. Boom-a-da-boom-a-da-boom.
Yeah, so I'm glad that you answered that question.
By the way, we should clarify, like, this is a hockey rink with limitations, but, like it can support, like, the Hulk's weight. But we're not saying, like, they have to play hockey. Like, they can't, if this isn't, like, a death match between all of them. Like,
Right.
Yeah. They can use their powers within the scopes of hockey, kind of a deal.
Yeah, exactly. And we're sort of suspending a little bit of disbelief because, like, just like in the real NHL, there are some things the refs, you know, don't see. So, like, you know, if you know, someone were to, like, draft Hulk or rather Thor, and out of nowhere, you know, Mjolnir just, like, knocks someone up on the head, like, you know, who's to say if, you know, the referee is going to see
that? Yeah, it's fair game. Or if, you know, like, Loki does some chicanery, like, yeah, that's what Loki does if he does it within the scope of hockey.
All right, so I'm on the clock.
Shayna picks last. Is it because she's a girl?
You better not take my pick, Tom.
So,
better not.
In fairness to me, I screen recorded the process of the randomization of the draft. So
how many times did you do it?
I trust you implicitly because you are a kind soul, but I'm still going to give you shit because I'm not a kind soul.
I'll take it. It's fine. I understand. And I only did it once, Mike, because I did not want to have it where I, you know, came up first and then they'd be like, oh, man, you know, Tom probably tried to fix it for himself.
Yeah, but if I was trying to avoid detection, I would have made myself the second pick.
With the number two overall pick, we're proud to select from Sokovia, Wanda Maximoff, aka Scarlet Witch.
God damn it. You both hate women and you're picking both of them. God damn it.
I hate women. They're the worst.
I do not hate women.
I hate you both. Like, I thought for sure, I'm like, I have her on lock. She was my first pick. God damn it.
I mean, I saw a couple of weeks ago, like, I forget which site was doing it, like, those things, like, we'll give you $15, and she was, like, a $2 pick, and I'm like, what is going on? Like,
so underappreciated.
Like,
she's
outside
wildly
of...
wildly powerful.
Yeah, and a badass. God damn it.
So, I am, like, Mike, I'm drafting her as a center because I feel like, you know, she is sort of one with, you know, the universe, and she sees all, and she's able to just sort of, you know, bring everything together, and she's really powerful, and that's kind of what you want out of a center.
Hmm.
Yeah, the rough definition of her powers is she has the ability to alter reality with magic, which I would consider to be pretty good for hockey. Anyway, Shayna, who are you going to pick? Some dumb boy?
I am picking Spider-Man. as my number one center. And I envision him to be just like Connor McDavid because he's so fast and quick and evasive. And think of Connor McDavid's goal against the Leafs where he, like, breaks Morgan Riley's ankles. That's what he's going to do to you every single shift because he's so quick. He's so smart. He anticipates what to do. He can fly past everyone. And if not, he'll propel himself by, you know, throwing some web out there to fling himself forward or to cover the puck up. And it's not using a hand, so it's not a penalty. There's a reason that he was picked by Stark because he's brilliant. Everyone knows he's going to be the smartest out there. And you need players who are not just super skilled and powerful, but smart. And he's exactly that.
Also, I bet webs will be hard to see against ice.
That's a good point. And also, he's young. And we hate players that are past our prime.
Yeah, he's
past their prime, not our prime. Past their prime. So, I go for the young guns. Team North America.
So, you pick again because it's Snake Shayna.
Fuck, I don't know who to... Fuck. All my picks are taken. Okay, please hold. I'm on the clock. I don't know if you hear Zook in the background, but she's pissed. For me.
Tom, aren't women the worst?
I'm gonna smack the crap out of both of you.
I went for the most powerful being in the known universe. That's a good guy. There's a bad guy that I won't draft because my team will not be able.
Alright, I got it. Now you guys might question my decision here. You know what? I'm questioning my own decision here.
Spoken like a confident GM.
I'm picking Thor.
It's
not only
guy.
Because he looks good, but
yeah,
he also can play
delicious.
Well. He's going to look good in both ways on the ice. He is going to be a great right-handed defenseman, which we all know in the league is something hard to come by. Everybody wants that coveted right-handed defenseman, and I'm going to view him to be like Victor Hedman. He's going to be skilled. He's super strong. He can beat the shit out of you, but his strength does not come at the cost of his smarts and skill. And also, he'll beat the crap out of you with his hockey stick if you get in his way. And, you know, who doesn't want that? So there you go. I pick Thor. Suck it.
He also comes from a culture with a lot of hockey history.
Yeah, he comes from a culture of a lot of hockey history. Actually, I'll be honest with you guys. Thor, that's like the spinoff. Never saw any of them. I will, but I haven't yet.
Chris Hemsworth is really dreamy.
So is Liam. They both are. It's always nice to find out, like, oh, there's a hot one. Oh, there's a hot two. Even better.
Genetics, man.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, your pick.
That was it, Tom?
Snaking. So now it goes back to you. You were two.
No, I was one. Tom was two.
Oh, shit. Never mind. Tom, go steal another one of my picks.
Sure. So I think we all know in hockey, you know, that chemistry is very important. And I think that the chemistry between a center and a winger is very important. So with my second overall pick, I'm picking someone that has really good chemistry with Scarlet Witch. And I am picking Vision.
Ooh, you smart son of a bitch.
And Vision will be my starting right wing.
I was going to pick Vision. Now I feel sad. I like that pick, Tom. You're a clever little mongoose. So now I pick back to back?
That's correct.
All right. I'm immediately going to go for a shock pick here. I want a goalie. And there's a lot of ways I could go with a goalie here. I could go for Ant-Man, who can turn himself giant to the point where he would block the net entirely. And you know what? I still might do that. Who knows? But I want one of my favorite characters in the MCU and also in mythology, and that's Heimdall. He is the guardian of the Bifrost, which is the bridge to Asgard. And what are his powers? Other than, you know, super strength and all that shit, like, you know, everything gods normally have. He sees everything and therefore knows everything. I can't think of a better attribute for a goalie than being able to literally see fucking everything. So, Mike's gonna take Heimdall. So there we go. Another Asgardian off the board. And then for my next pick... I mean, Hulk is still on the board, folks. But can you control him? Do you even need to control him?
I don't think you want him in control.
Not really. Just give him the puck and let him kill people. What referee's going to call a penalty on the Hulk? I pick Hulk. I'll play him wherever he wants to play. I'll let him make that choice. I'm scared of him. He's stronger than me. And if we're ever losing, he gets angry. The angrier he is, the stronger he is. He's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So there you go. I have Captain Marvel, Heimdall, and Hulk as my first three.
So, it means I'm on the clock. And I think I'm going to go with a defender here.
I really want a Vision, Tom. I hate you.
Well, I'm sorry, Mike. I guess I just had, you know, the vision to pick him where I did.
Oh! Because his name is Vision, motherfuckers!
So, I'm going to take a defender here, and I can't think of any better defender than Captain America. He's got a shield, can block pucks, very willing to put themselves out there for the greater good. I'm going to take Captain America.
I think that's a trap pick, Tom. That's a trap pick.
All right.
Maybe.
You want me to tell you why?
Why?
Because he spent like 50 years trapped by ice, and now you're going to put him back on ice? It's a trap pick, son.
It's not I didn't
play
think
yourself.
Okay, so Shayna is up.
You gotta pick two in a row again, Shayna.
Hmm?
You gotta pick two in a row again. You and I have to do this back-to-back thing. It's a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. I'm gonna pick Black Widow. She is tough as nails. Is skilled. Can fight. And she'll sacrifice anything. She'll sacrifice it all to win. And also, she knows how to communicate with everyone, which is super important when you're on a team. And she can also get Bruce Banner to calm the fuck down. So, you know, that's not really good when he's trying to go Hulk mode.
You just metagamed me.
And my other pick.
Maybe I'll pick a Cliff to metagame her. You get it? Because she died by falling off a cliff.
Yeah, I friggin' know.
Spoilers, in case anyone didn't know.
So she's going to be a winger for me. So I have a center, a winger, and a defenseman.
This is so much better than I thought it was going to be.
In goal, I'm picking Tony Stark. Because I think he has so many different tools and contraptions which could help him. He has like super fast reflexes with that, you know. It definitely helps to have the edge of the Iron Man suit. And he's super smart and weird, which you need to be a goaltender. Yeah. And he has great chemistry with Spider-Man. I think they have great communication. They're going to be like the foundational blocks. Like, you know, it's not bad to have a veteran goalie. And I think he could be just that, you know. I think he knows how to do a lot. And what he doesn't know how to do, he figures out and builds and becomes better than everyone else. So I'm confident in my pick. Thank you. Next.
That was a really good pick, and I was kind of hoping that he'd stay on the board a little bit longer, although I'm kind of surprised he lasted this long. So with my next pick, I'm staying with the concept of chemistry, and I'm going to pick another defenseman, and I'm proud to select from Brooklyn, Bucky Barnes, a.k.a. the Winter Soldier.
From Brooklyn. I respect that pick, Tom. I mean, at least he wasn't frozen by ice. He was just captured by Russians. So Tom takes the Winter Soldier. I'm writing all these down just so folks are aware.
I got a little list too that I'll recap at the end.
Huh. Well, I'm not gonna lie. I muttered this while Shayna was picking. This is already a lot more thought-provoking and tricksy than I thought it might be. Like, we have to go through 18 of these heroes, because there's three of us, and we have to pick six times each. That's called math.
There's a lot of big names on the board.
There are a lot of big old names on the board, but what's fucking Doctor Strange going to do playing hockey? That's what I want to know.
Very cerebral player.
Well, is it David Quinn coaching the Rangers?
Hey! Must be that money. Let's see. You know what? I want a shutdown defender, and what better definition of shutdown is there than someone who eradicated half of life in the universe? Like, you want to talk about your Jacob Slavins of the world, or your shutdown centers, like your Couturiers and Bergerons. How about Thanos? Is he going to act in his own self-interest? Of course he is. Do I care? Not terribly. Because I pretty much have the only two people who could stand up to him in a fight. So, if he gets out of hand, I'll handle it. I take Thanos as a defender, or again, pretty much wherever he wants to play. So I have Captain Marvel at center, I have Heimdall and goal, and Hulk and Thanos on D. I mean, things look good. Now I gotta pick my next pick. Tom, why'd you take the Vision? You're a real piece of shit.
I mean, I won't make the same joke twice, but I had a thought behind it.
It was very smart, because he was one of my aces, and like an ace in the hole for me. Ah, man. So I don't know. I'm very conflicted here, because in the MCU, Quicksilver is not that great, but super speed sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
But you have Scarlet Witch, and he's super protective of his sister, so he won't even show up to play against you. Can't have that shit. I'm on the clock right now, folks. This is called choking.
You're thinking about it.
Yeah. I need a forward. Oh my god.
So just sort of think through it, you know, like forward, scoring goals, you know, good accuracy.
I don't want fucking Hawkeye, Tom. I know what you're suggesting. He's just some dude.
Well, it's not who I had in mind, but...
He's just some dude. I'm going to go with, just because I think, you know what, Shayna has so much powerful magic on her side with Scarlet Witch, I think I need Doctor Strange. He can, if nothing else, he'll be a brilliant player coach. Remember, like, he did 1,000 equations or whatever to figure out what the scenario was where they win?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's no spring chicken, but he's my boy. He's my old buzzard. I'll take Doctor Strange, so I take Thanos and Doctor Strange.
So now I'm sort of... I don't know what I want to do here. I don't know if I want to grab the goalie here. I want to grab my other winger, because I feel like it could go.
Shannon, did you pick your goalie yet? Did you? Oh, you said Iron Man was your goalie, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I need a defenseman and a winger.
Yeah.
So, I think for this, I'm going to pick someone that has a lot of firepower. They're undersized, but that really doesn't matter in this sport. And their name is a popular hockey nickname. So for my pick on wing, I'm going to pick Rocket.
You're going to take Rocket Raccoon?
I'm going to take Rocket Raccoon.
That's adorable.
I was thinking between Rocket Raccoon, or if I wanted to go for like a power forward, I could have gone with Drax, but he's not the smartest guy, and he kind of like might, you know, get distracted easily and, you know, take a lot of bad penalties, and I don't really need that when I'm playing hockey.
That's true. You finish your draft here, Shayna. You pick two, and then you're donezo.
Yeah. Was Ant-Man taken?
He wasn't. I thought about it, but I didn't take Ant-Man.
Okay, then yes, I'm taking him.
Fuck.
He's going to be a winger for me. He is one of those super cerebral players.
That was my goalie.
Oh, I see. I see where you're going with that, but no. My vibe is he's a winger.
Can't wait
he's
on the goalie, Tom.
He's this scrappy player. He's not a good skater, not a great skater. He's like, you know, he's an okay skater, but he's a little bit sloppy in how he plays, but he gets the job done because he's so friggin' smart and everyone underestimates him always, you know? He'll go to the front of the net, get big if he needs. He can dish it, he can take it, he can skate with it. It just, you underestimate him because he doesn't always look as put together as he truly is. So, that's my pick. And my final pick, which is a left-handed defenseman to pair up with Thor, is going to be... This is where I'm a little bit stuck.
I took an eternity, so you take your sweet time.
Fuck, what am I going to do now? I'm so...
Yeah, this is a tough one. I think the issue is, like, I haven't seen as much.
Yeah, so you have a smaller pool.
Okay.
There's a bunch of Guardians of the Galaxy still left.
I was going that direction, and then I went Ant-Man. Okay, on defense, at left D, I think he's for sure going to have an A, potential captain right here.
Ooh.
I think actually Spider-Man gets the C, and then like this player gets the A, and he's like the trusty alternate captain the whole way through, leading from the blue line. I'm picking Black Panther. I think he's skillful. I think he can be evasive. I think he's smart, and I think he has like all the makings of a great player. So he's going to be partnered with Thor as this like blue line that you don't want to play against. And up front, you have Black Widow, Spider-Man, and Ant-Man, all backstopped by Tony Stark. Sounds like a pretty good team to me. That's what I'm going with.
I mean, he defends all of Wakanda, so he should be able to defend a couple forwards.
Couple forwards, yeah. You know, I like the leadership aspect too.
Man, I don't know what I want to do here. Like, I didn't think this would be as hard.
Yeah, this legitimately stressed me out, and it's kind of sad, but I don't really care anymore. I love it.
So, like, I have a couple of things that I'm sort of thinking through that I could defend it either way, because, like, I could take sort of Shayna's sort of methodology in terms of someone with a suit, and I could pick War Machine, but I don't want to do that. I could go with someone who is, you know, very sturdy, but they're not very mobile in Groot, but I don't think I want to do that. So, I think what I'm going to do is, this is an individual who, they're a trained assassin, and, you know, they're very, they're out to prove themselves for who they are, and not, you know, anything with their past. You know, can have a bit of a hot temper, which you want to have in a goaltender. I'm going to go with Gamora as my goaltender.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I mean, I was trying to think, like, there's a couple other options, but I think I like Gamora. And, you know, this is a mythical thing, so we could always switch positions if we had to.
In a pinch, you could. So it's up to me, the last pick of the draft. I have Captain Marvel at center. I got Heimdall in net. I got Hulk and Thanos on D. which is obviously the best D of everyone. Let's be honest with ourselves. Then I have Doctor Strange. So I have Doctor Strange, Captain Marvel, and now I need that missing piece. Like, I already have fucking Thanos. I can't have Loki. That's so much chaos in my locker room.
Too much. That's too much.
It's a lot. It's a lot of chaos. And let's be honest, no one wants to be Falcon. He's just a guy with some wings. Star-Lord is a piece of crap. He doesn't do anything. He just dances really well. I don't hate Drax. I know this is riveting podcast entertainment, folks. Thanks for bearing with me. I need someone powerful. I feel like we have some powerful folk out there. Are there any other Asgardians I can take? No, Loki. Odin's old as shit. He's no good to me. He's only got one eye in his head. You know what? Just because he's a goddamn gamer and he'll take on anyone, and he has enough backup on this team to do it, I'll take Drax the Destroyer. Because he's willing to fight fucking anyone when he's shit-faced drunk. And, like, if stuff gets out of hand, he has the Hulk and Thanos behind him. And I like that. So I'll add even more muscle and say, I'll take Drax the Destroyer. So there you go.
All right, so to recap the order of the draft, we had number one overall, Captain Marvel. Number two overall, Scarlet Witch, Wanda Maximoff. Number three overall, Spider-Man. Four, Thor. Five, Vision. Six, Heimdall. Seven, Hulk. Eight, Captain America. 9, Black Widow. 10, Iron Man. 11, Bucky Barnes. 12, Thanos. 13, Doctor Strange. 14, Rocket. 15, Ant-Man. 16, Black Panther. 17, Gamora. And 18, Drax. So, of the characters that weren't selected, is there anyone, Mike, that you thought was going to be taken?
Well, I think you have War Machine, Iron Man. It's like instant chemistry. Mm-hmm. I was a little surprised there. Not a lot of bad guys went. For instance, Dormammu is technically the most powerful being in the MCU. He's like, you know, he's ancient evil, but I think he's like, how do you even get him into a hockey rink? no one took Ultron, which makes sense. Not a lot of the Guardians all went late, it seems. Which kind of makes sense, because, you know, not a lot of heavy hitters on the Guardians outside of Gamora. She's probably, like, the toughest in trunks. I was surprised Rocket went. I was surprised Quicksilver didn't go. But, like, you know, like, I know you didn't see all the Thor movies, Shayna, but, like, Hela is the Norse god of death. Kate Blanchett played her in the
movie. No, I know who she is. I saw a couple minutes of that a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh, she reminds me of Maleficent. And Rich was like, who's Maleficent? And I was like, I forgot. You were deprived as a child.
So, yeah, there were a couple of like, kind of powerful folks, but all the big-name people went. Like, of the core Avengers team, Hawkeye didn't go, and people might think, like, he's super accurate, but I think the problem with characters like Hawkeye and Black Widow for something like this is that they're just people. Like, they don't have superpowers. So, like, if the Hulk body checks Black Widow or Hawkeye, you know, just there's just going to be a paste left against the boards. So they have to depend on being nimble little jungle cats.
It's a good point. I know that Shayna's going to have something that she wants to do after this. But if I guess we could just sort of each say, you know, what was our favorite movie and who was our favorite character of the MCU movies? Starting with you, Mike.
Well, I've missed quite a few of them, so that kind of hurts me here. Like, I still haven't seen, like, Captain Marvel, and I didn't see any of the Thor movies, and I didn't see Black Panther yet, and, because, see, I don't really understand what time is to see movies and crap as much as I'd like to during the season, because every night when I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to bed, I'm like, I'm not going to start a movie now, I'm going to bed. But then I just binge watch like a bunch of TV shows. So in theory, I could watch movies, but I just don't. But I digress. So based on my limited knowledge, I mean, I think Iron Man 1 was like absolutely positively sick. Like I enjoyed everything about it. And I really vibe with the new Spider-Man movies. Like, I like Tom Holland and Zendaya a lot, and also, like, Marissa Tomei is in them, and, yeah. So, those are very good.
And did you have a favorite character?
Well, in Iron Man, I think that Tony Stark is a cocky prick, and I love everything about him, so there's that. And in Spider-Man, Zendaya. Like, I love Tom Holland as Spider-Man, but Zendaya is, like, my favorite as MJ in it. So, yeah.
Mike?
So, I'm limiting this to the MCU. So, my favorite movie is kind of hard to say, but I would, my gut tells me Thor Ragnarok. I love Taika Waititi. I don't know if either of you have seen Jojo Rabbit, but it's amazing. And
great movie. Very so interesting.
Good. And I love the Marvel movies are great because they sprinkle in humor without it being too distracting at times. Sometimes it goes overboard, but like I think they did a great job, particularly with that movie where it was really fun. Like my heart told me to draft Korg in this draft, Tom, but I just couldn't. With my last pick, I almost drafted Korg, but I just couldn't do it. And that's probably my favorite movie. It's just so fucking fun. Like, Jeff Goldblum's amazing in it. Chris Hemsworth is great in it. Like, everything about the movie is just so goddamn entertaining. And in terms of favorite character, I think, like, as a kid, I loved Captain America. But, like, my favorite character, just in terms of, like, I have an unreasonable affinity towards him, is probably Heimdall. I just think Heimdall is a badass character, and I love the way that Idris Elba played his character.
So, I mean, I love Rocket Raccoon. I just thought really fun character, and just makes me laugh. It's hard for, and I mean, I love Iron Man too, but I think that's like a really popular pick. I just remember seeing the first Iron Man movie when it came out and just leaving the theater and thinking to myself, like, wow, this was really cool. Having, you know, no knowledge of Iron Man going into it and just knowing that, like, Robert Downey Jr. as an actor really hadn't been in much prior to that. And just how everything sort of played out. It was, you know, very satisfied. I would say that one of my favorite movies, I would have to say Captain America Civil War, just sort of the storytelling of it, obviously the introduction of Spider-Man, and sort of the internal struggle between, you know, the various people and obviously how it ends and all of that. But yeah, I haven't seen a lot of them too. Like, I haven't seen all of the Thor movies. And I think
I've seen them all because I don't have a life.
Well, I mean, I think like there's things that I'm trying to think what else I haven't seen. But yeah, I think it's a good, you know, series, and it's certainly something, if you're someone listening and if you are listening, well, maybe you shouldn't be listening because we don't want to spoil anything. But even if you're someone who has watched them and you want to rewatch them, you know, a lot of them are on Disney Plus. There's a few on Netflix and a few on other streaming services. But Shayna, I think you had something fun that you wanted to do to end the show. You wanted to just throw some monkey wrenches into the operation?
Yes. So there's this fun game that we like to play at this little podcast called Too Many Men. And it's called Fuck, Marry, Kill. So,
oh, boy.
I got one. We'll do just one. And
sounds obscene to me.
We'll keep it Rangers related. So, fuck, marry, kill. The Rangers play. Now you can say their potential, their current play, so on and so forth. Their play, shorthanded, on the power play, and in a 6-on-5. Go.
Oh, no.
So it's power play, it's mm-hmm. penalty kill, mm-hmm. and...
with the extra attacker?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Think of the Rangers team this year. Where are you going with it?
I only want to fucking marry one of those things. Oh, God. I'll marry the power play. Just because when it was good, it was so good. And we can build a stable relationship on little things like the promise that Capo Caco showed and Zibanejad's delicious release and Panarin essentially pulling rabbits out of hats and D'Angelo being... even though it pains me that, you know, Jacob Trouba and his giant price tag aren't a part of how delicious it is, we don't have to think about that in this marriage. This marriage is going to be built on strength together, being stronger together, because that's what we need in these dire times. And then I guess I'll bang the extra skater just because, you know... not every bang ends with a really good climax. At least it's going to go by fast, and no one's going to get hurt. And you know what? Everyone's putting in their best effort most of the time. Sometimes you put the thing into the wrong hole. I don't know. I'm out of jokes. Get it? Because your net's empty. And then kill the penalty kill, because... watching the Rangers kill penalties has made me want to rub my face against a cheese grater for the past 20 years of my life.
So, I think I have the same answers. Kill the penalty kill because yeah. It's very hard to watch. And, yeah, I just want it out of my life.
Why is Mark Stahl out there?
Yeah, marry the power play because, you know, it's something that can develop over time, and it's something that you're going to have a lot of ups, you're going to have a lot of downs, but, you know, in a good marriage, you know, everything will be okay in the long run. And then, yeah, fuck the 6-on-5, good to have an extra set of hands.
Hmm. Ooh, Tom.
Interesting.
What about you, Shayna?
I would marry the power play.
Yeah.
Though I don't think it's the perfect partner, I think that it has potential with a few minor tweaks to really improve it. And when you're marrying someone, you're not marrying someone perfect. You're looking to grow together. And I think there's room for growth. I am killing the 6-on-5, actually, because it legitimately gives me anxiety. And though this team has been better in those situations in like the last... two seasons, I think the David Quinn trademark that he has left on the New York Rangers to this point is their resiliency, something that we hadn't seen before. And while there's defensive issues and so on and so forth, they're better in the final moments of play than they have been in years past, and they are more productive and have actually had chances to come back. However, I'm killing it because you're missing a key piece of the team while you're in a 6-on-5, and that's a goaltender, and we know that's what the Rangers truly need to survive. which means I'm fucking the penalty kill. And I like penalty kills. I love power kills. There's so much potential. And looking at this team, I know there is totally potential to have an okay penalty kill. I don't think that there's potential to have a great one, to be honest. Right now, I think that they need a little bit more to get there. But you see the glimpses from things that Foss can do, Mika Zibanejad, and if you could give Adam Fox maybe like a minute on the penalty kill, things could happen. But if not, you could just throw a bag over its head and call it a day.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's what I got. And I will try to think of these for whenever I come back.
Yeah. I mean, you're more than welcome to join us anytime you want on the podcast.
Thanks so much, friends.
Is there anything else?
Invitation. That goes without saying. Joe, on the other hand, is not welcome back here.
Yeah, Joe is a whale. Joe doesn't show us pictures of Wizardy. He doesn't talk to us.
He claims that Wizardy is now with his parents when I asked to see Wizardy again recently. What sort of a cop-out is that? That frog's been dead for fucking days.
Yeah, it's I call bullshit because, you know, he could have, you know, someone take a picture of the frog. I mean, granted, you know, it could be an old photo, but, you know, not even going through the effort to keep the ruse afoot.
Hold a newspaper against it. That's what I would do.
Is there anything else either of you would like to talk about before I read the names of our lovely patrons?
No, that's all I got.
What's
stay healthy,
favorite,
stay safe, subscribe, like on Twitter, like on Facebook.
Favorite variety of goldfish?
I like the regular ones the best, honestly. I think it's like the classic.
I hate the pretzel ones. They're not good.
I like the pizza goldfish.
Yeah, I like regular and pizza. And don't you show me the other kinds. They don't exist in my heart.
I mean, I think the sour cream and onion ones are pretty good.
I haven't had those, to be fair.
It's like, it's almost like if you took like, it's like a cracker and a sour cream and onion chip. And you put them in a room and laid it a little bit and they had a baby. And
had a baby. Shayna, tell us about your presentation for IsleHack.
Well, I'm going to make an ass of myself for 20 minutes on Saturday talking about contract evaluation and how to better inform your shit-talking about contracts.
That sounds fascinating. I mean, like, contracts are something that I think there's a lot to talk about.
Yes.
I mean, I think especially more important now, given all the uncertainty of the season and what could happen with teams trying to sign free agents or move in out bodies. So how can people participate?
Yeah. It's circulating on Twitter. If you follow at Alyssa Tweeting, she's incredible, and she is putting all this together. And I believe it might be her pinned tweet. I might be wrong. But you can find ways to, I think, register to watch it. I'm pretty sure it'll be streamed through YouTube or something like that. So, like, anyone who wants to can see it. And the beauty is...
I'll be on the women's hockey panel, actually. Supposedly.
Oh, yes. There's also that. And the beauty of it is, since you are not sitting there, you can just pause it or mute it when I speak and then carry on to the next one. Hooray!
Don't say
that. Oh, Shayna.
I'm just kidding. I'm just very frazzled and disorganized, and I'm trying to get it together. This is, like, new for me. I haven't put together a presentation since I was in grad school, and, like, I'm, like, doing it. I'm like, oh, yeah. It's coming.
The good thing is it's only Tuesday, so you still have time.
Yes.
You helped me put together my RITSEC presentation, and I'm a hundred times bigger disaster than you are.
You presented it for me over Skype and all. Maybe I should make you do that for me.
Yeah, I'll do that for you this weekend.
Okay. Well, thanks so
Remember
much.
How awkward I was and how I...
Oh, was so like, funny. You were like, you were like, I have to stand.
Yeah, I have to stand and make it like it's a thing. I think I was wearing like a dress shirt and a tie and gym shorts.
Yep.
I forget. It was a disaster.
It was
But
great.
Guess what? I did it.
It was a fantastic presentation. If you haven't, go back and find it. You can find it on YouTube and you can find the slides. I think they're on Hockey Graph somewhere. With all the presentations, it was all about women's hockey and the lack of data and how far they've come and how far they still have to go, which Mike is constantly doing. So definitely go back and look at that, because we need good work on women's hockey, and Mike is one of the people constantly doing that.
I mean, it just makes me wonder why you didn't get to draft Captain Marvel, Shayna.
I am going to kick you in the shin, Mike.
Everyone drafted a strong woman in the first round except for Shayna. That's all I'm going to say.
I drafted a strong woman on my team. I don't want to talk about it. And I am a woman running a team. So right there, that's revolutionary.
It's true. I actually think we all picked pretty good teams. I think I'll make it a poll. I want to see who people thought has the best team. Just because
and
I
anyone
have
that doesn't pick me, I'll like talk shit to you endlessly.
Well, you had such a good late pick with Black Panther.
Yeah, I did. That I did have.
And Tom took Scarlet Witch and Vision, so he has love. And then he has Captain America, so he has heart. Tom has, like, a feel-good... And then he has fucking Bucky, Winter Soldier, Captain America's BFF. And then he just has Rocket Raccoon.
He's there.
He's there, too, kind of a deal. It's... Tom's
team. He's the hired gun.
Yeah, Tom's team is... I just realized how lovable Tom's team is compared to mine. My team's a bunch of fucking mercenaries. Tom has a team you can root for. I have a team that will leave the other team in body bags.
So, on that note, I'll gonna read the name of our lovely patrons. Thank you for everyone who continues to listen to the podcast. And those who are patrons, you should not have been charged for May on Patreon. If you were, for some reason, feel free to DM me on Twitter. But like we've said, once hockey is back, or once we have some sort of normalcy with what's going on, we will... be happy to take your money again. But for now, Adam Naholik, Aiden Gaspar, Amriel Kistner, Andre Shikagov, Andy White, Anthony McHale, Anthony Viola, Arch Williams, Beezer, Ben Pierney, Bjarner Osterheim, Bob Kawa, Bobby Callahan, Captain America, Chris Abibi, Chris Lucas, Chris Marco Trigiano, Clark Carroll, Clegg Lachlan, Daniel Gizen, David L. Singer, Enver Leeson, Eric Cohn, Eric Carlson, Fancy Lawrence, Frank Menino, George Lippman, Goth Tom 2020, Igor Zavlosky, James Dengles, Jamie Bussell, Jeff Owen, Jermaine Francis, John Predzipelski, John Reppy, Jordan Sassone, Justin Walsh, Keith Franchillo, Kevin Mead, Kush Tastic, Kyle Napolitano, Matt Bader, Matthias Olsen, Michael Alsante, Michael Kanick, Michael Marcus, Michael Silvers, Nikolai Hoffman, Panarin 2020, Patrick Landolt, Perennial Powerhouse, Russ Vent, Sammy Vogel Seidenberg, Sean, Stieg Bjalbach, Stink Flamen, Tall Guy Rob, The Ninja's Ninja, The Tin Man, Tori from Manhattan, and Trevor Kempner. Thank you so much, Shayna, for joining the show this week.
We're
glad to have you. It's a lot of fun. We'll definitely have to have you on again, you know, soon. And, you know, congrats then for you and Allison and Sarah, all the great work that you did with the tournament. It's really inspiring to... you know, see the amount of money you raised, and it's something that's going to help a lot of people. So definitely kudos for that.
Thank you.
And stop listening to this podcast and listen to Too Many Men. It's a real hockey podcast.
Yeah, if you're not, you should be. It's a great listen.
You're blowing it.
It's hilarious. And
thanks, friends.
Mike, thank you as always for joining me. And
thank you too, baby.
We will talk to you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.